Please welcome in Jake joining us on behalf of Mid Plains Community College Foundation. Jake, welcome. Good to see you in the studio.
Yes, Tristan. Pleasure to join you this morning. Thanks for having me on.
So for folks that are listening and haven't had the chance to meet you before, Jake, give us a bit of an introduction on yourself, please.
Well, I am brand new to the community, so thank you for all the community welcoming me out. Been here probably about 8 or 9 months now. Started with Mid Plains in July.
Okay, so awesome.
Fresh on the job. Thanks for having me here. My background, I started out in Chadron. I was working for their foundation for a little bit at Chadron State College, and then had the opportunity to come and work for Mid Plains and do some advancement work for them, work on behalf of both of the foundations, so North Platte Community College Foundation and the McCook College Foundation.
Hey, awesome, awesome. So what originally attracted you to North Platte and to Mid Plains Community College?
Well, as soon as I toured, I love the small town atmosphere of North Platte. Really, it's great. So when I did the interview, getting to meet Ryan and everybody that works down at Mid Plains was impressive, and obviously the students. So everything we do at the college is for the students. That's what we enjoy about it. We really, really enjoy helping out those students get where they want to go, whether that's a transfer degree or a trade program. That way they can stay local and do whatever trade they would like to work in. So.
And what a blessing we have with Mid Plains Community College, not just in North Platte, but with numerous campuses throughout western Nebraska.
Yes, 7 total campuses, 2 here in North Platte, 1 in McCook, and 4 of our community campuses. So it's a great opportunity for anybody that's looking to further their education to stop by and visit any of those locations and see what we can do to help them out.
And I think there's a misconception too, Jake, where people think, oh, I'm too old. I can't go back to school. That's not the case.
No such thing.
Mid Plains Community College has a rich history of non-traditional students.
Yep.
There's a lot of them out there. And I always like to say, you're never too old to learn.
Yep. That's the mission of Nebraska's community colleges, including Mid Plains, is to help out any student at any age, whatever they like to do. We actually have a good section of non-traditional students is what we call those. They're more than welcome to come out. We actually have scholarships available for students that are literally written to have a preference for students studying non-traditionally.
Yeah.
So if they're not the traditional age, which I think we define as 26 or older. So anybody in that category, great. We have single mother scholarships. There's plenty of opportunities for anybody that wants to study and further their education.
And scholarships for different interests as well, especially for some of the trades that have individuals that just aren't getting out of it. They're retiring.
Oh, yeah.
They're dying. I think of the trades. I think of electrician. I think of plumbing. Scholarships available for individuals that may be interested in that, because let's be honest, a lot of those individuals that have held those jobs are getting into retirement age and even passing away.
That's right, Tristan. We've seen that quite a bit. Obviously, it's a nationwide trend. Enrollments are up in trade programs at community colleges all across the nation. Our enrollment numbers are looking pretty good as well. So you can look at those and know that our trade numbers are doing very well. Specifically, a couple of our programs, Jake and Electrical, is doing a heck of a job. That program is full. We've got obviously employers in the region that are looking for those kind of electrical program graduates. And all of our programs are seeing increased enrollment just because kids know that's where the jobs are. Especially, you know, we always say this, but COVID has pointed out the fact that those careers are always going to be in high demand.
Absolutely. And those careers are of the utmost importance too, because I could run a plumber or a plunger in my toilet, but that's about my extent of the knowledge.
And you and me both.
Yeah, in terms of electricity, it's like a maze.
Yeah, you and me both. Nope, I don't want to mess with that stuff.
No, I'd rather have somebody come and do it rather than electrocute myself or flood a basement.
Yep, get me trained up for that and we'll be good to go.
So Jake, you wear numerous hats with Mid Plains Community College. You mentioned that you're the executive director of the foundation for both the North Platte and the McCook campuses.
Well, not the executive director for McCook, but I do help with them.
Oh, you do help with the foundation?
Yep, but as far as the North Platte one, yep, I'm the de facto executive director.
And also, you serve as the director of institutional advancement for NPCC.
So that encompasses not only fundraising, but also alumni work. So
okay.
I do a lot of the outreach to our alumni and getting them involved and engaged with the campus. So it's a wonderful opportunity to do that. That's what I love about it, is it's not just fundraising. I get to build those connections and networks too.
And as a new month approaches, with the month of April, we'll be moving into Community College Month.
Yes, so it was a wonderful idea. Dr. Tomanek, Jody, had talked to me about, well, let's do a campaign and tie it with the Community College Month. That was very exciting to be able to do that, and it's going to work great. That's going to be our annual giving campaign, which is twofold. So part of it will be for our employees to continue their payroll deductions, but it will also be for the community members that wish to make a gift as well.
Awesome.
That's going to end up tying into the North Platte Giving Day. It just worked awesome that Community College Month was in April and Giving Day is coming up in May, that we could tie that all together and make it work. So
doesn't get much better.
Nope. we're going to go ahead and run with that and make it an amazing month campaign, and we'll announce those numbers once the Giving Day is done, how much we raised not only through Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation's Giving Day, but also with our own campaign that took place during Community College Month.
Now, we know when it comes to donations, there's a lot of great different nonprofits to donate to, a lot of different entities, especially for the North Platte Giving Day. So
plenty. I just heard Terry was on with you the other day, and so Terry was talking about this as well. There's wonderful opportunities for people to support areas that they are, you know, hold a dear in their heart.
And why would you encourage folks to consider supporting Mid Plains Community College throughout the month of April, but also on North Platte Giving Day?
The thing that I always say, Tristan, is that students are the future. And I know that that is probably cliche and overused and everything, but really that's what this is all about. Is, and like you said, it's not just the traditional age students that everybody thinks when you think college, it's non-trads and everything. Education and learning is always going to be important, and that's why I encourage people to support North Platte Community College and Mid Plains throughout this Community College Month.
So, Jake, if folks want to make a donation, make a difference, rather large or small, how can they do so?
So they can always do so by contacting me. So if they're looking at making capital projects, which is a couple of the funds we have, of course, right now, front and center of mind is the Health and Science Center expansion.
Sure.
That building was completed originally in 2012, before I was here, of course, but now we're working on an expansion. We're almost there on the fundraising goal. We're about 75-80% of where we'd like to be. So anybody that wants to support that capital project can always do so by contacting me. My office number is 535-3754. They can always go to the website, mpcc.edu, go under About and click the Invest tab, and there's an NPCC Foundation link there. And of course, that's if they'd like to do that. Now, if they want to give online, which tends to be where things are going nowadays, we just ask them to hold off, wait, and give on Giving Day, May 4th, and that's through Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation.
Jake, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Couple things. One impact story that we had released a little bit ago. When I started, the board and I had kind of talked about, let's see what our impact is over the last couple years. So we sat down. Over the past 6 years, Tristan, we've given 1,005 students over $1,096,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
It's a testament, really, to our donors and that make that possible. It really is a concrete example of what that impact can have from anybody. And those donors, that can be memorial funds of, you know, somebody that passed away, and they like to honor their family with
what
that.
A great way to honor the legacy of a family member.
All of that. Then we also have companies. They might say, hey, I'd like to start a scholarship. You know, I run an electrical business, and I'd like to have some students see my name out there and maybe think of me as a possible employer. So we can do those trade scholarships as well. Plenty of that. That's a huge impact for that.
Jake, if folks want to get in contact with you directly, how can they do so?
Make sure that they go to the website, as I said, mpcc.edu, About Invest. There's a link on there to contact me, or they can always go ahead and give me a phone call, and the number is 535-3754.
And when in doubt, just give the college a call, and they'll be more than happy to pass
Welcome
along
Center.
Contact information.
Yep, Tristan, Welcome Center can always hook them up.
Absolutely. Jake, thank you so much for taking some time for us. It's great to see you in the studio, and look forward to having you in again, sir.
You bet.
Welcome
Thanks,
to the North Platte community again, too.
Yes, appreciate it. Glad to be here. Love the place.